This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm Katie.
Hi, listeners.
Hi.
What's new with you?
With me, Katie?
Yeah.
Nothing. My mental health has not improved. Yeah, I've been really extra stressed out this week. Mike and I have, like, been looking at houses and stuff. Between that and Gabe and deep dives into Scientology and school, I've been, like, stressed to the point where I, like, literally broke out into hives the other day.
Yeah.
It's been so overwhelming. Cried in the car today.
I love a good car cry.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one.
It's just a nice place to cry sometimes.
It is a really good place to cry, but I was driving.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's been a lot, and I'm like in two classes that are just a lot that I've been like stressed to the point of like debilitation. Honestly, it's been so overwhelming. I need to stop talking about it now because I'm starting to break out in hives again. Okay, how are you?
Oh, no. I, too, am stressed. But it's more because, like, the campaign is starting to ramp up. So we're going to be canvassing soon. And a lot of final decisions are being made with, like, our literature and everything. So it's going to get, like, exciting. But it's a lot. It's a lot added on top of work and the podcast. But I'm excited. It's actually so weird, like... It's September 1st today, and I just can't believe that I only have 2 months, really, until the election. Like, how did it get to 2 months? How did we get here? I don't understand.
Yeah, summer flew by.
It really did.
Sorry, Goose is just being the Goosifer. Yeah, so due to just, like, the stress of everything this past week, I was not able to get even anything resembling an episode done. No notes, zero notes were completed. I said at the end of the episode, I'm not making any promises for next week, and really came through on that one.
Came out through on that promise.
On that promise to just really not deliver this week. So in order to bring something to your ears, we have gone through some questions, some card questions with my wild, chaotic husband, where I specifically told him before recording that he had to disagree with whatever point I made.
Yes.
Because whenever Ashley and I do the questions, we always agree and it's not fun. Yeah.
We're just, you know, too ethically similar.
Yeah.
I do just want to give a quick warning, and you'll hear Mike say it himself in the episode.
Yes.
Warning to the mention of a suicidal thing.
Your casual, like, I would end my life comments, but, like, very casually spoken about in a pretty intense way that, like, Mike and I often joke about.
Yeah.
With each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said he was gonna podcast like no one was listening, and he meant it.
He meant it. So just a fair warning on that. There is a mention of that type of situation, but it's the context is very interesting.
You'll never guess it.
So. You'll never guess where that's gonna end up in. So yeah, just a warning on that, but we hope that you enjoy this. We did, you know, a series of those questions, and Mike definitely gave us some interesting ass answers.
And Mike won,
and I was the one judging the questions, y'all, and he won. Sorry, Katie.
I'll never live that one down.
You came into it like really confident too, and I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I was like so ready to win because I knew that Mike wasn't going to take anything seriously. And I was like, damn, I got this. And just like he wins at Cards Against Humanity every fucking time, he won this time. And that's okay, because I beat him in Doomlings. It's a card-based game. I'm going to bring it up next time I come visit.
Okay, cool. We hope that you guys enjoy this unhinged ship.
A lot of times people say it's better than nothing. And that phrase might change after this. You guys might decide... Nothing is better.
Have fun.
Bye.
And according to the records, when we checked the records,
yeah,
it was me.
When I checked the last time I gloated, it was me. Slender games. It's my favorite card.
Fine. Mike can go first.
No, I'm just messing with her. I don't care. You guys can go first.
No. It's fine.
Come on, Mike.
I'm playing a game a called card. Poke the Hornet's Nest, where Katie gets extra.
No, you have to pick the card. He just gets to answer. Oh, he answers first?
All right. Okay.
Because we have to disagree with each other. That's the whole point. This will is be what's going to make this very, really hard. Very
easy.
You both have very different perspectives on this. All right.
Not even about perspective.
And then you get to pick.
Shoot, it'll just be pure on conflict. Raw. For the sake of conflict.
All right. Are you ready, Mike? You ready for this?
I'm never ready. I just do it.
Okay. A major earthquake occurs in California. After the damage is assessed, workers discover a strange type of clay that was exposed by the fault line. Immediately, certain workers report a bizarre sensation. Merely touching the clay gives them a euphoric, almost sexual, sense of well-being. They only need to touch it once to feel great forever. Soon, thousands of people begin flocking to the clay to experience it. About 1 in 4 people feel the euphoric effect, regardless of gender, age, or nationality. The rest of the populace feel nothing at all. Scientists who study the atomic structure of the clay realize this substance could also serve as the cleanest, most completely efficient fuel ever discovered. 1 pound of clay could power all of Los Angeles for 10 years.
Holy shit.
Right?
You had me at sex clay.
Oh, boy.
I stopped listening after that.
All right, well, there's still more to this question. So, however, those who have been personally and spiritually affected by the clay implore the government not to pursue this avenue. They insist that using the clay as energy will destroy mankind's ability to feel joy. So not like just their own, but all of mankind's ability to feel joy. They cannot explain what this means, but they overwhelmingly and specifically suggest that this is literally what will happen. In fact, many of them claim they will attempt to overthrow the U.S. government if the clay is misused in any way whatsoever.
Insurrection.
You, Mike, are in your second term of your tenure as President of the United States. The clay has no effect on you whatsoever.
What? Lame.
Would you support an initiative that allows 5% of the clay to be mined?
Yeah, fuck that. If I can't get sex clay for myself, nobody can have sex clay.
And you would risk all of mankind losing the ability to feel joy.
So that's the position that I have to take. And no, you can't do that. That would be absurd. That's an absurd thing to risk for. What's wrong with fossil fuels?
Look, if I can't get in the office with my insurrection erection sex clay, then I'm gonna tax the shit out of this stuff. It's gonna be like Nickelodeon GAC.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna make it different colors. You can put it in your Prius. You can do whatever you want.
Mike is like, I have the clean energy future we all deserve, and we will feel no joy about it whatsoever.
If I can't fuck this clay, no one can fuck this clay.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I want to live in a world where all types of art substances can be fondled.
They can be. It just doesn't make you feel awesome. You're risking all of human joy for the
joy is overrated. Money isn't.
Ashley, who made the best argument?
Katie, was there anything else that you want to like say about your position on it before I make my decision?
No, my opinion's pretty shallow. I have no follow-ups.
Oh, he's really in character. No.
I'm basing this off of who I think has the best argument for their
yeah.
Listen, because it's going based off of what I think.
I guess we could go, I mean, do we want to go apples to apples rules, or do we want to go...
We're just supposed to disagree with each other? We're not supposed to find any common ground whatsoever?
No, you and I have to take opposite all standpoints. Right. So
I was
going to
say, I feel like it's just me picking whose answer I like best. Or I guess whose I align with most, because I was going to say, I I personally have to agree with Katie's point where, as a person who does like to feel joy, I don't think that I would risk the entirety of humanity losing their ability to feel joy. Like, life is already so fucking depressing. I'd rather us find a different way to do clean energy than strip everyone's joy away. So I'm gonna have to choose Katie's answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't put me in the office for any means.
No. You're just in a silly, goofy
mood. I'm still thinking about, like, giant sex clay golems just, like, stripping the rocks, and there's just more rocks.
I don't know why they...
And stuff.
I don't know why the clay golems are alive. It just, like, makes you feel good by touching it. It's like a touch drug. It's not, like, a thing that you're fucking.
Yeah, but you said it doesn't work on me.
Well, that's true. It doesn't work on you.
Yeah, it only works on a quarter of America.
Stupid.
Sucks to suck. Sucks to suck.
That clay is overrated. I changed my mind. Do whatever you want with the clay. We're just going to coup countries in Central America and grab lithium like we normally do.
Oh, my God. We are moving on from my...
I cannot believe I married this man. Okay, continue.
A white man? A white man? No! Someone builds an optical portal that allows you to see a vision of your own life in the future. It's essentially a crystal ball that shows a randomly selected image of what your life will be like in 20 years. You can only see into this portal for 30 seconds. When you finally peer into the crystal, you see yourself in a living room, 2 decades older than you are today. You are watching a Canadian football game, and you are extremely happy. You are wearing a Canadian Football League jersey. Your chair is surrounded by books and magazines that promote the CFL, and there are CFL pennants covering your walls. You are alone in the room, but you are gleefully muttering about historical moments in Canadian football history. It becomes clear that, for some unknown reason, you have become obsessed with Canadian football, and this future is static and absolute. No matter what you do, this future will happen. The optical portal is never wrong. This destiny cannot be changed. The next day, you are flipping through television channels and randomly come across a preseason CFL game between the Toronto Argonauts and the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Knowing your inevitable future, do you now watch it? Katie first.
This seems like more of like a subjective, like, I would do this than a debate. Can't be like, you're wrong.
Well, that's why how dare you choose. I would get to pick the answer that I like the most.
Oh, it's who has the best answer, yeah. And more appealing one.
Yeah, that's like that's a Cards Against Humanity. All right.
I already know my answer. You can.
But remember, you have to disagree with me.
Shit, then I already know my answer. It's going to be whatever the opposite you say. So who gives a shit?
I wanted to force you into improv.
I have no integrity.
I don't watch it.
Explain why.
Because I don't know anything about it, and I want to have free choice, and I want to know why I get into it without, like, stepping into the hobby just because I know I get into it later.
Mm. All right, here's my fucked up answer.
Okay.
I watch it. However, right before I watch the preseason game, I blow my brains out.
Oh my God.
If this magical portal thingy's right, I'm going to be a zombie.
Would you be a zombie, or would somehow something...
Or I'd be dead.
No, I was going to say, you wouldn't die, because that is absolute that in 20 years you'll be watching. It's never wrong. So
yeah.
I think...
I would get to feel, for a brief moment, what it's like to shoot myself in the head and not die. And apparently, because if I'm looking in this portal and I look normal, completely fine, I just imagine it's going to hurt really, really, really bad. But I get to experience a completely different phenomenon as a result of you throwing that little deus ex machi in there. So final answer, shoot myself in the head, not die, invulnerable skin zombie. Apparently really good at sports now, but only in Canada. I don't know. Final answer.
I regret this episode entirely.
Before I tell you whose I liked best, I want to say that when I read this earlier, I was like, yeah, no, I wouldn't want to watch it because I would try to avoid it for as long as possible to see what it is that actually forces me into getting into it. But I'm gonna be honest, Mike just threw such a fucking curveball That didn't even cross my mind. And like, you would know that you wouldn't die, and you would know that you would still be okay and like physically functioning, and your brain would be functioning later on. So like, you win. Unless
you look in the portal and you only see it from one angle, and then from the other angle, you've got a big fucking hole in your head.
Well, you...
But you're alive.
You're alive. Sure, you said and you you're won. Functioning.
You're alive.
Fuck you.
I won.
You win won. That one.
I won.
Because that was like so yeah. offhand.
There you go. You're welcome. Might want to put a couple trigger warnings on this episode.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Fear of idiot blowing brains out of pride. Not even depressed. Just does it to mess with the space-time continuum. Just to do it.
For shits and giggles.
I knew we were at Buffalo Wild Wings about a couple hours ago, and I was like, she's going to regret bringing me on the podcast. I lost followers, Mike.
The downfall of the podcast is all your fault.
When I tell him why I wasn't able to get my notes done. He doesn't know like that whole backstory. I haven't told him any of that. So okay. He's going to feel like such an asshole now.
Shit.
And I can't. Oh my god, I love this. Okay. So you won. So do you want to read one of the cards and have Ashley and I debate?
Not really, but I will.
Well, no, you get to pick. You're the winner.
It's your choice. Dealer's choice.
Because now you and I are tied.
Oh.
I feel like Mike wants to answer more questions.
Yeah,
I don't really want to. I don't really want to decide anything.
I'll make the decision for you.
I like this one a lot. Okay.
It's the evening before your wedding. Everything is going as planned. You are spending the afternoon with a few old friends, chatting casually about old times. Suddenly, your spouse-to-be bursts into the room, totally hysterical. Your spouse-to-be insists that he/she has just seen a vampire. When you ask what this means, they say, "I was looking out of the window of the hotel room, and I could see into the apartment building across the street. That's when I saw the vampire. I saw a man in a black cape bite into a woman's neck and drink her blood. I know this must sound crazy, but I am that certain what I saw is real. Your prospective and sober, keep that in mind, spouse is in a state of panic and pleads with you to believe their story. You can tell that this is really, really important to them. Knowing the fragility of the situation and the intensity of the timing, do you tell your potential spouse that you do, in fact, completely believe that they saw a vampire across the street? All of your old friends are watching this conversation.
When you say old friends, are we like a newly married couple, but like all of our friends are in their 70s? Like it's like a Harold and Maude type situation.
No, it's like your friends from the past.
Okay, because I'm just picturing like all of our friends are like Frankie and Grace.
No. For some reason, we only have elderly friends. No.
It's the night before
you're
ready.
You said language is important, couple. And I was curious.
That's fair.
I would say I'm rethinking the whole marriage because I don't want to be with anybody that kink shames. So, sorry.
Am I supposed to
assume... It's not my neck. I'm not judging.
Am I supposed to assume that this prospective husband is Mike specifically? Or just, like, a person?
A person.
Oh, well, that's harder to
answer. It's Mike? Yeah, fuck that guy. I don't wanna...
No, like, if you came to me and were genuinely, like, I am so sure that I just saw a vampire.
Katie, Jared Leto was outside my hotel window, and he was Morbin on some lady's neck, and now she's in a cult.
Well, no, if you said that, I wouldn't believe you. But if you were, if I'm, like, taking the question seriously, and you were genuinely panicked, like, I just saw a vampire, I would totally believe you, because you're not the kind of person to, like, talk about, like, ghosts or, like, any shit like that. So if you were like genuinely so distraught and freaking out,
I probably
out,
wouldn't
like,
think it's a vampire.
I saw them drinking their blood.
Yeah, I would think it's a guy drinking blood, not a vampire drinking blood.
Okay, for the sake of the situation, for the sake of the actual question, you think it's a vampire.
Yeah.
You can't change the facts of the question.
Oh, so our friends are elderly, but now in this situation, all of a sudden, he's like, well, I wouldn't think it's a vampire. That's what I'm saying. If you were, like, freaking out.
Now, wait a minute. We can't relate to people our own age anymore. So it's just people who had a better economy than us. Those are the kind of people I want to talk to right now. I just want more backstory here. Like, did he turn into a bat after he drank her blood? Is that?
There's no more context.
That's all we have.
You gotta work with what you got.
But you believe
it's a vampire.
And Katie, what if it's not Mike? What if it's just a person in this hypothetical?
Well, I guess I'm supposedly willing to marry them. And they're sober.
Yes.
I think I paused the wedding. I think I pause under the guise of like, oh, a woman just got hurt. Someone's drinking your blood. We should call the police. But in the back of my head, I'm like, is this person insane?
So I'm supposed to disagree with her on this?
No, you were supposed to answer first, actually.
Yeah, what was your
answer? What are we supposed to disagree
about? What was your answer again?
I said I would cancel the marriage, but then I made a joke about kink shaming because I haven't taken anything seriously at all.
I feel like is a slightly different answer.
If I disagree with her stance now, let's make this the official answer. I would have my doubts and stay, but I would fuck with my partner for the rest of my life and dress like Jared Leto in Morbius for the rest, just like randomly, just jump out of a closet, Morbin, just Morbin time 24/7. Life is short, and I think it should be the thumbnail for your fucking body.
This is genuine red flags.
Oh my god, Mike.
I'm glad we have this on recording so that when I try and end the marriage soon, I can just play that and they just don't even question.
The courts will be like, it's on site. You're out.
Yeah, done. It's okay. This never happened.
Before I tell you whose I would pick, I want to tell you what I would do in the situation.
Okay, yeah.
Knowing that it is my partner and knowing that they're sober, even with other people around, I would be like, yo, I believe you. Like, I would believe, not necessarily that there was a vampire, but I would believe that they saw what they think they saw and that something bad did happen and that it should be investigated. And I trust their judgment to know when something seems wrong. I would still marry them. I would love to know what the fuck was going on, though, and we're going over to that fucking apartment to find out.
You're investigating.
Now I have a mystery to solve.
And it turns out that your partner actually just hired a vampire. They're a real vampire. He just hired them, too.
Oh my god.
To do all of that.
God damn, whose answer did I like most?
Mike's was insane.
To be honest, Mike, you had already had me with your first response of like, I would cancel it because how dare you kink shame someone?
Except that is a winning answer. Yeah.
Unless it was foot stuff, I would shame you.
I would pick your original answer as the winner.
All right. There you go.
Motherfucker.
I win.
Sorry, Katie.
You know, he always beats me at Cards Against Humanity, too.
There's something to be said about the wicked way that your mind works, Mike, that makes it so crazy that I have to choose that because, like, who the fuck thinks
that? Who says that?
Well, it's 2023. Hashtag ethical pervert. That's my... Like, if there was, like, one of those scales, like, chaotic and neutral and even just ethical. I didn't say lawful, just it's a code of conduct.
I want you to say hi to your Aunt Sue, who I know listens to this podcast.
Yeah, just block her from it. You can do that, right?
No, it's not how that works.
Oh, my God, Mike.
Did you bring this
so just
put it in the tagline. Aunt Sue, too, don't
listen to
avoid this episode at all costs.
We'll put that in the tagline. Mike's aunt, please don't listen to this.
It's going in the episode description.
Just spoil a different ending. Like, he goes to jail by the end of it. He's throwing beer cans out the lawn, and he's quoting Varsity Blues. This ain't your life, Katie. It's a better ending.
Just write the ending of Breaking Bad. We both die in a shootout in New Hampshire. Spoiler alert. All right, do we do another one, or does he definitely win?
You know what? I'll leave it up to Ash. I will say stupid shit in this microphone for as long as you would like, and as long as my ego's battery is still.
See, we cut it off before it gets worse.
Yeah.
As much as I love you, Mike.
It's totally fine.
Well, thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Just the mind of the person I married.
Now you all know.
I'm present. In every episode, I might not be listening to the recording of it, but I do listen to the recordings of it. And in that way, I support you guys.
I'm going to get out before Katie beats me up.
I think it's funny that you say that because sometimes I ask Dan to listen to the episodes and he's like, I might not be hearing what Katie says, but I get the gist of it because I can literally hear you recording. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, thanks. You could just give us the listen. It counts. Yeah,
you don't have to have the volume on. You can just put it on repeat on mute for the streams.
Mm-hmm. I could do that.
It's the effort that counts.
I could do that, he says.
I'm surprised Katie hasn't like burned me yet, being like, one of the top six in your Spotify right now is the sound of rainwater. Like when it makes a compilation at the end of the year, mm-hmm. of what you most listen to.
And I think one of them was Gallant Storm or something.
Ooh, send that to me.
It's called Night Rain.
Ooh,
my favorite is Electric Drops.
That's a good one. Goose hates it though.
She does. He does not like thunder.
Aww. I do. Send that one to me too. Thanks, Kay. Okay, thank you for joining us. This is so unhinged.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2KPodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2KPodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.